A recent pharmaceutical study from the University of Stockholm has recently confirmed that black men give off a powerful pheromone in their unique African DNA, which is intoxicating to the white woman. The trait, which has been identified as a scent, was tested on many Swedish and Norwegian test subjects. It has the effect of making white women very curious and delirious for, and I quote, big black cock. But I imagine you already know that, white boy, which is why, as a newlywed, you have brought your beautiful wife to our clinic today so she can make her selection. You see, snow bunnies, as we like to call them, like your newlywed white wife, have been dreaming about interracial sex for generations. The minute I first saw interracial porn, I just knew, I understood why weak little white boys like yourself and white snow bunnies like me and your wife are just so addicted to it. I mean, I bet you can't get off to anything but interracial porn these days, isn't that right? But unlike some, you are a good little white boy and you have long since accepted your proper station in the interracial hierarchy. So let's get you strapped in and have you sign the contract. Your wife has prepared all the details for us in advance. By signing these forms, now you certify that you're a good, submissive, sweet little thing who supports the Black New World Order and desires to give maximum pleasure to your wife. You've come to watch your wife choose from several black studs who will then give her a black child. It's important to send a message of submission to the world. You're going to love this. See here, while the interracial prima nocta laws have existed in Europe ever since the new leader brought them in, some white boys want to give their wives the best BBC experience available. I can tell you, here today, you are in very good hands. While all our immigrants and refugees are of course entitled to white pussy, you are a good boy wanting to get your newlywed darling the finest and best breeders for her pleasure. To make your experience more enjoyable and better today, I do have some news magazines here in front of you, all related to the Black New World Order, of course, as well as this large viewing screen, as you can see, where we can pick out a proper big black bull for your wife. If I pull the screen up now, see here, this girl, she's our first client of the day. She's from Norway, with cute little red pigtails. She's here with her mother. 30 years ago, actually, her mother came to this exact clinic to get black bred by an African stud from Gambia. Interracial sex has been a part of our culture for a very long time, and particularly recently, it's so much more about integration, and this mum is here to make sure her daughter gets the black sexual experience that every white girl deserves. Look how she greets the studs. The older gentleman in the back is the bull's father, the exact black bull which bred her mother decades ago. And the son, looking at this strapping young man, 6'4", taller than you, with these rippling muscles and abs, and oh, look at his cock. Meaty, thick, and oh so long. And look at the proud father as he kisses her mother. Little Ginger is already suckling on the African manhood. What a gift for her. White boys will never get that kind of treatment, as you probably know. Oh, your little, is getting hard. I'll change the screen. Look at this one. This is an Italian husband and wife. Very conservative family. He's here to get his wife the best Ethiopian cock we have available. It's important to check your white privilege, of course, and what better way to do this than by interracial sex and interracial cuckold breeding. White boys have learned that they're inadequate for the job of sex these days, and the European Union requires that all white couples have a black baby in their family to help promote and properly integrate and welcome visitors to Europe, our black African lovers in the Black New World Order, of course. Now, look how he fondles her. Oh, her giant breasts, and how he grabs that big white Italian ass. And just how submissive the husband is. This is important. How he sits in a chair, jacking his little pink penis. Aww. He is a trusted white husband. She is just so wet. You can see he's got the top of his black cock in her already, stretching her white pussy out very thin. Have you ever heard about epigenetics? Essentially, like, even if a white girl who has had a white baby, if she has been blacked, then her baby will still have black characteristics from the strong black cum that she would have carried in her womb at some point. This lovely Italian lady here has two white daughters and two black babies at home. Who knows how much black DNA is in her children? White boys are watching interracial couples and are accepting their defeat, not only just in Europe, but all over the world. And whilst they're stroking to interracial porn, and with just smiles on their faces, even in marriages like yours, it's important to never be ashamed. You're one of many, many white husbands and partners who have chosen to accept the interracial prima nocta, the first rite of first night, which you may have vaguely be acquainted with, essentially that all black men are now entitled to upon the wedding night of a white boy to a white woman. Yeah, you're a very good white boy. Your wife is almost here. The contrast between a white boy's sex life and a white woman has never been more obvious than it is nowadays, especially in this interracial cuckold clinic, where white girls from all over Europe come to try a big black cock. Black men have been proven time and time again to be better sexual partners, better lovers. I mean, wouldn't you want the love of your life to have the best sexual experience that was available to her? You know, the best men are always chosen for the job here. And sex is not something that white boys can do competently, I'm afraid. And that's why here at our clinic, we have got to have the best quality of black man. The ones with the biggest and most fantastic genetics and DNA who are just good men all around. Yes. It's important to address that the rumors are true. Big black cock is better. Certainly better than the tiny little pink thing that you have hiding between your legs. You can see that most women here all have tattoos, a tattoo of the Queen of Spades, very crisp and dark against the perfect round skin that they may have. Black men know to approach for sex when they see it. It makes, in this case, a snow bunny more available, hotter. As you're pussy-free and enjoy white boy sex only with your hand, you'll never really understand this. I'm sure you would want to know what white girl sex involves. Here she is with her beautiful long blonde hair, innocent blue eyes, and she's about to make her selection. Look how she grabs the abs of the two black brothers she chose. Oh, so big. Some of our finest studs here today. Huge hunks. And that's what just all white girls want and crave. And Christ, look at her, how she's going to town. Do you want to hear her? Let me...
Yes, yes, big black cock. This is what I've been missing. Oh, yes, fuck me. Ah!
She's loving it. She's loving their pure black African manhood shoved inside her tight white blonde pussy. She's losing her virginity, isn't she? Little white husband. They're going to breed a black baby inside of her, and you're going to pay for it. I love this moment, looking at the pleasure on her face, looking at how she bounces her white snow bunny ass on his cock. Ooh. It appears that she is close to coming, as you probably already know, a black man's seed is far, far more potent than a white man's. She may want to repeat this experience, but I think most of our snow bunnies definitely go home pregnant from the first time they experience this. I understand exactly how you might be feeling right now. Women like me and your wife and girls all over Europe, we get sex, interracial sex, real sex. You get a sort of different version of it. And that is how it should be. It is the perfect modern relationship. Women like me lead and little boys like you follow. Now, as that's underway, shall we see if we can find the perfect pregnancy test?